Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first news story for this hour, a 69-year-old Washington man was killed in a crash on M53 north of Imlay City on Friday afternoon, according to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the man, identified as Stephen Sabansky, was driving a Jeep Patriot northbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with a southbound semi-truck. The Jeep ended up in a ditch, and Sabansky was pronounced dead at the scene. A 15-year-old passenger in the Jeep suffered injuries that were not life-threatening and was transported to Hurley Medical Center. The semi-truck driver, a 33-year-old man from Ontario, was also hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash closed the road until just after 9 p.m. for cleanup. Authorities do not believe alcohol or excessive speeds were factors, but the incident remains under investigation. Emergency response included multiple agencies from Imlay City and Lapeer County. And a Saginaw man is set to face a jury trial beginning October 28th, that's today, following his arrest earlier this year for aggravated possession and distribution of child sexually abusive material. Michael Aaron Warner, 28, was taken into custody by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force after investigators seized digital evidence showing Warner uploaded child sexually abusive files online. Warner faces multiple felony charges, including aggravated child sexually abusive activity, aggravated distribution of promotion, and three counts of using a computer in the commission of a crime. He was formally charged and arraigned in Saginaw's 70th District Court in May, and his case will now proceed to jury trial. Authorities urge parents to talk to their children about safe internet use and recommend resources like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Michigan ICAC Task Force to help keep children protected online. And here in Huron County, starting on October 31st with all Halloween trick-or-treaters, Bad Axe Kindy is from 5:30 to 7, Bayport, Caseville, Fairhaven and Seaboing are from 5 to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach is 4:30 to 6 p.m. Kindy is, Pigeon and Ubley is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And Port Hope is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Port Austin and Seaboing as well as from 5 to 7 p.m. And in our national news, gas prices across the country dropped for a third consecutive week, according to AAA's latest survey. Experts say falling crude oil prices and stabilized supply chains have eased costs at the pump. Drivers in southern states are seeing the steepest declines. Some analysts believe prices may dip further as winter fuel blends enter the market. Consumers welcome the relief ahead of holiday travel. Stations nationwide report higher volume and shorter lines. For international news, Canadian scientists have announced a breakthrough in renewable battery technology promising longer lifespans and lower costs. Research was conducted in partnership with European labs. Energy experts hope the innovation will accelerate clean energy adoption. Manufacturers are preparing for pilot production during the winter. The government has pledged funding for large-scale implementation, and the discovery is considered a major step for climate goals. That's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here on thumbnet.net.